We sailed to Greece in a small fishing boat, passed through Serbia into Hungary in the back of a truck, crossed the border into Austria on foot at midnight, and reached Germany by train. We were just three, a father, son, and daughter, among the almost 300 Syrians who arrived in Munich rail station that day. Our welcome was warm. A group of volunteers at the station handed us sandwiches, bottled water, and pamphlets about life in Germany. An elderly woman led us to a counter and helped us fill out paperwork for our first home in the country, a reception center for asylum seekers on the outskirts of town. Our room in the reception center was furnished with bunk beds and a kitchenette. The German government provided everyone in the centre with food, spending money, and language lessons. We also received donations, second-hand clothes, an old tablet, toys for the children, from kindly Germans in the neighbourhood. Most of the asylum seekers in the reception centre were Syrian. Others came from Albania and Kosovo. Our family, like many others from Syria, had been devastated by the violence at home. Parents were widowed. Children were orphaned. We stayed at the centre for 13 months waiting for the German government to process our asylum request. I wept when our acceptance came through. We were assigned to live in North Rhine-Westphalia, one of Germany's most affluent states. Our residence permit was valid for 3 years. For the first 3 months, I was forbidden to work, but our family continued to receive food, housing, and spending money. As residents, we were qualified to receive the same social benefits as Germans. The Albanian and Kosovan asylum seekers we had known at the reception centre were not so lucky. Germany rejected their applications for asylum because they had come from safe countries of origin, countries to which they could safely return. They were asked to leave Germany within 30 days. In Germany, they hoped to escape joblessness and poverty. The violence we left behind in Syria was far worse.